Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, where we talk about women's issues on this Thursday, the 7th of January 2020, broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has forced so many people to work from home. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. In our program today, we are talking about what happened in the United States yesterday at the start of the Capitol Hill deliberations on certifying the election of the president-elect Joe Biden. We are also going to discuss the Zimbabwe 30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, which started on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Siyalambulela zihlobo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje asiyihluzeni bomama emsakazweni weStudio 7 owe Voice of America, lapho esihlaziya izandlupe izangadaze lokuphumelela kwabesifazane kungolesine kunjenje mhlaka 7 Zibandlela 2021. Lamhlanje esisakaza kumbe ngithi ngisakaza ngisemzini wami e-Upper Marlboro, e-Maryland, kungenxa yobhubhane lolu olwe COVID-19 osolwenze abantu abaningi basebenzele emakhaya emzini yabo hatshi e-ofisini kumbe kuma-studios. Yikho-ke asoze ngithathe incingo zenu njengemvama, kodwa-ke sizaxoxa lalabo engenelise ukubathinta ecingweni kumbe njalo khona lapha kumabonakude. Igama lami Praxedes Jeremiah. Supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the Senate as lawmakers counted electoral votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Videos of skirmishes outside the Capitol showed protesters tearing down rows of metal barricades around the building before confronting uniformed forces. Some breached the building's entrance, resulting in a violent, chaotic scene. Throngs of people pushed past police who were trying to block them from entering the Capitol Hill building. A mob breached security and successfully entered the building. The D.C. National Guard was activated. The expansion of military involvement only came after the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested that Guard's members be sent to the Capitol Hill after those on the ground had reported that they were overwhelmed. Now, President-elect Joe Biden came on television and condemned Mr. Trump for stoking the violence. He said, quote, "I call on the mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward," end of quote. Then, after Biden's address, in a video meant to quell chaos at the Capitol Hill, President Trump repeated claims that the election he lost was stolen, before telling his supporters, quote, "You have to go home now." The video came after the national leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, called on Mr. Trump to send his supporters home after violence had erupted at the Capitol Hill.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election. And everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace."
That day was President Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, trying to quell the chaos that had erupted between the police and his supporters. The protest didn't happen in Washington, D.C. only. As Congress convened in D.C. to certify the results of the presidential election, dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump also rallied in front of Los Angeles City Hall. They were all holding flags and carrying signs reading, "Stop the Steal." Members of the group stood along Spring Street, while others also circled the area in their vehicles. There were some skirmishes, clashes between those protesters and the law enforcement. Let's watch what happens in LA. Pane zvakaitika nezuro zvandanga ndichataura zviya kuti tichatanga nekutarisa zvakaitika kuWashington DC pamwe chete nekuLos Angeles kuCalifornia apo vatsigiri vemutungamiri weUnited States President Donald Trump vakapinda nechisimba kudare reparamende reUS Capitol muWashington DC vachizvimanikidzira kuti vapinde mudare makange muri kutaurwa nezvenyaya kana kuti pakange pakuverengwa zvino mavhoti kekupedzisira mudare reparamende nevadare maseneti nevamwe vose vanenge vari mudare reseneti kuti vachinyatsotsinhidzira kuti President-elect Joe Biden vakanga vahwina zveshuwa muna November apo pakaitwa sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump vange varipo pachigaro kwemakore emana apfuura. Asi zvinhu hazvina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka sezvo kubva pakaitwa sarudzo iyoyo pakabuda zvakabuda musarudzo iyoyo zvichiratidza kuti vaJoe Biden vakanga vakunda mumasarudzo iyi. VaDonald Trump havana kuzvigashira. Vakaramba vachingoimba kuti vakabirwa. Vakabirwa mavhoti. Saka ngazvidzokororwe. Vakaenda kumatare. Zvikadii kusvikira zuva ranhasi. Chiregai iko zvino izvi timbodzokera kuZimbabwe. Tinotarisa chirongwa icho chatanga sezvo kutaura kwandaita pakutanga kwechirongwa. Ndatinini tichange tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. As I said before, that we are not only going to talk about what happened in the United States yesterday, but we are also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. So the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that it had 610 new cases of COVID-19 as of the 6th of January 2021, which was last night or yesterday, which brought the accumulated number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country to 17,804, including 11,966 recoveries, as well as 431 deaths. Zvino zviri kunetsa kuZimbabwe ikoko kuti vanhu isi zvikuru sei madzimai vange vachibhalansa pakati pekuti vanoshandira mhuri yavo sei kuti vawane chikafu nekuti handi vese vari pamabasa vamwe vakatorasikirwa nemabasa. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vaya vanoshandira vanoshandisa maoko avo kuzvishandira. Saka kana paitwa lockdown kudai, madzimai ndiwo anotakura mutoro wakaomarara wekuti zvino mhuri inodyei. Vana vachaenda kuchikoro nei. Iwo mapPE acho ekutenga mamaski. Zvinhu zvese zvinongowira pamafudzi emudzimai, amai. Iko zvino izvi chiregai ndichi ndiunza mudariro. Munyarikani wedu wezuva ranhasi. Vanova ivo Mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa. Kuti vatsanangurirwe kuti ivo semunhukadzi anoitawo mabata anoitawo mabasa ekungobata-bata apo nepapo vachingoraramisa mhuri yavo. Zviri kuvabata sei madzimai muZimbabwe kuti vararame pasi pe-30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa, tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa.
Nyavonga, ndinofara nomutsinda uya pachirongwa. Ndinofara kumandikokwa.
Zvakanaka. Ngatitarisei kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane COVID-19 level 4 lockdown yakatanga nemusuwe chipiri. Iri kubata-bata sei vanhukadzi? Ngatitangirei pamuri chaizvo. Imimi ngatitsanangurire kuti muri mudzimai akaita sei, ari mubhizimusi, ari kuita basa rei rekuzviraramisa, and then tozoenda pakuti zviri kubata-bata sei imimi nevamwe vanhukadzi.
Inini ndinoita zvakawanda wanda, tisi vana dhobha-dhobha vemuno muHarare. Chese chamuka chekuteka tinotengesa. Ungabvura zvezverana, ungava zvechikoro, tiri kufamba famba nguva iyoyo, ndo chatinodii? Chatinotengesa. Ende ndiwo mararamiro edu enguva yakareba. Zvamunoziva kuti informal sector ndiyo yakabata nyika. Saka paunenge uchinzwa kuti pari kuita mari apa, ndo paunopinda. Ari kudawo mari? Achinoteka business, tichipa percentage, achiya tichipa percentage, unongogaruka muchiro zvanenge auya nazvo as long as the business proposal iri ichibudisa pundutso. Asi ndapatanga COVID, ndingati gore rakapera. Tanga tine tarisiro yekuti zvinhu zvinochinja. Asi gore rakapera takatanga 63 months. Tikabva mu-3 months tikapinda, tikazotetera chatozvona kapinda muna adzima. Mari yatinenge takachengeta akoma kwemakore ese inopera. Mwana anorwara achada mushonga. Chinhu chese chiri mumba chiri kuda kutengwa. Mitengo iri kukwira zuva nezuva. Hatina chatinifomal sector. Agriculture ndiyo yakatibata, musana wedu wemuno munyika unobva mukurima. Varimi chaivo kuti vatenge zvokuisa pasi. Kana usiri kufamba, usiri kudyara. Mvura iri kunaya, zvese zvinoda kuti zviende mishonga inokontrola zvirwere, zvakawanda zvese zvinobva mukurima. Izvozvi tiri kutaura, ndisaenda kemugwagwa kuna December. Izvozvi ndiri kutaura kuti varimi vavhariwa. Ndandiri kumbare nhasi. Mapotatoes angasvika $10 3 days ago, tagara kuita $15. Madomasi, zvinhu zvakazara kumbare uku, hakuna vanhu vari kutenga. Kwakazara mapurisa kana vasi kufamba. Saka kurarama chaiko kuti tidye domasi kana usina mugadheni, hapana mararamiro aupi. Gadheni rachonoreita sei mvura yanga ichinesa. Mvura yatozotava kunaye zvino. Domasi rinotora 3 months kuti ribereke. Saka tisatamboenda kure, ndiri munhu wechikadzi. Chokuisa papoto ndinenge ndinacho, asi handina domasi, handina onyeni. Handingatinge nenyama yega ine mafuta, inoda kuperekedzwa. Huku wacho unawo. Ko vari kumusha vari kurarama nei? Tamberi tichobva muzvirauti. Gore rakapera takati takutomborima zvakakwana. Saka semunhukadzi tisi tiri kunyanyobatwa zvakanyanya. Zvakanyanyisa. Ana baba vanogona kubuda asi ini ndinosara nevana. Ndandine vana vaviri vanga vakunyora. Mumwe akanyora zvakanaka tambeitanyora. Ari kunyora zinseke. Vanabvira gore rakapera vachiverenga vari mumba. Vamba achida maextra lessons. Ndakachibhadhara maextra lessons. Anyora weCambridge ari nani akamirira madzidzo awo. Kungai uyo wegore rakapera mentally anenge akazvivharira mumba. There is so much anxiety. Mwana uti tinovhura dhoo. Ari kuti uchingovhura dhoo akungobvunza nai mama. Saka marudzi akachabuda rini. Nai mama. That mental confusion kungovhiringika kwepfungwa kwemwana iyeye. Inwacho hazvitoboni stable. And if you don't want to check on the food again, Maria and I are telling them to go to the Gorilla State as dinner. I'm not sure that you be. Notice that in the time, that's in the time you know. You know, you said, Shagana. You know, COVID, you have to look down. You have to have like a new raffle. But I tell you,
as you don't go to the end of the day, we win. Saka imi munoona kuti malockdown aya akanaka here anoshanda here kudzivirira kupararira kwecovid 19
kushanda anoshanda akoma nekuti dai tisina kuita lockdown asiye ndofunga dai tiri pakaoma ende dai takavidza vanhu zvakanyanyisa ende ndiri kuona kuti kupa kwevanhu vecovid gore rino ndingati mwedzi uno panyanya nekuti munoziva kuti mahotel emuno muzimbabwe marizot ese matourism marizot ese anga akadzikisa mapraizes vanhu vanga vakazara victoria kuno vanhu vanga vari kukarisa vanhu vanga vari kunyanga saka zveshuwa kana takauvhurira chirwere chikapinga ende pane zvino tirikukurira tese mumwe akati chafa pane mhepo kunge flu mumwe akati chakuita sei saka chaunza chirwere chaicho chaicho hatisi kutsinzira asi ndofunga from holiday yese december yese iyi takavhura goni chirwere chikauya chikapeta rusere chavo
kunodoka kwezuva remusi wechipiri takaona nhamba dzevanhu dzichikwira vakanga vawanikwa vaine coronavirus pavakavhenekwa neve Ministry of Health yakava pa 1365 muHarare chete makanga muine 777 chii chaizvo chaizvo chamunoona kunge chakakwidza uwandu hwevanhu kudai
kufarisa kwatakaita kurelaxa kwatakaita takapombonoka pasesizoni takafarisa ende nhamba dziri kutaurwa idzakoma mbunzi wangu unenge uri werutso makatesta vakatestwa vakakwanisa kutesta kunotesta inini pachezvangu ndakaenda kunotesta neyangu mari inokuda handiti $60 sofa ndaita kaviri $120 how many households muzimbabwe can afford to go for testing saka vatestwa vavatestwa kupi kune kwemahara here kuri kutestwa vatestwa zvaita sei ko vari muzimba vasina kutestwa vangani vari kurwara zvatitaura nhasi vari kuzvirapa vega vari muisolation vangani zvese izvozvo zviri kuenda kuna amai vari mumba vane vana vane vana vari kutya kuti mama ndikangorwara papahuro ndaane covid ndikakosora mama ndaane covid ndikangonzwa pachesu pachirwadza mama ndaane covid mutoro wose uri kudzoka kunani
namai
vacho vari stable here taive nemacounseling echannel dai mhanya ndoenda kuchechi ndoenda kucounseling ndoti inini wacho pamai dzangu dziri dzese mai ndio vane mutoro wakadarisisa munhu wese
saka izvi neizvi vari mudzimba anamai vari kubatsirikana sei nedzipi nzira sezvo machechi akavharwa kuna ana china hakuchaendwa madzimai vari kubatikana sei
ndosaka ndati amai ndo vari kunyanya kubatikana machannels ese aaishandisa when everything was normal zvivese zviri right akavharwa kuenda kushamwari ina handitodi munhu anoya padhopa angu asina kugwa handitodi ndinotonyarara because ndinoona ndiri kutotya kuti anoya kuzondoona anondidzira chirwere handitoboda muyeo ndinotovhara maketeni kusipo takuita munhu watanga tisina nenyaya yekutya hatisisiri vanhu vatanga tiri nenyaya yekutya ende nhasi chero munhu akauya chiti ndokumbirawo mari yechikafu inini wacho handina takunyima tane unhu hwatanga tisina ende hapana zvatiri kungoita tiri kungoendawo pasocial media tongonzi kunatsira Nasi natuona ime yanga iti famba yanzi natura ime shakati zisinga bumiwe. Uratuwa ita zese zamuka. Mucha ukuda kupona. Maremo nacho majuru arvita. Jinja yacho, galiki yacho. Kuna tira kwacha, tuza nusha, kuna tira zune, azisikutu kwa zaire. Kwa kana kwa vidya zotea. Na iti ekse zinu zese. Mujuki yaka goreri ya nataka mojira famba ya. Ezo zunga tani sala nane kere senye tine mazikini. Hatia zina chakanta tikite zese hiyo. Kuta hiyo fanga iya. Ndo shikati chae zinesho. Maomu reme tiza tiku tatisu vya ite tiyasho. Chukuna chema hake te plastiki. Atisku zia tu plastiki ya ikuti hake tayire no kutika kwa ine yetika. Taka zese shwa chuku ita mangwana jino kuna uzo chukanga nisashu. Chukungo tichese chamuka inyama.
Chukwane. Awothi ke sichaphele ngale siye esindebeleni wena njengomama osakhulayo uliphatha njani kumbe ngithi uhlelo lolu olwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown oluqalise ngolesibili uphethe njani abesifazane
Ame sifaza na patekile ene patekile kakhulu. Ngoba yiche sigcina inhlungu. Yiche sikhangela inhlungu. Kuphela kubaba kuye ebantwaneni. Isobo ngawenzile ngoya kumama emulini naleyo. Umtshalo ufuna ukwelashwa ufuna kumama. Umuntu ofuna lokhu ufunela kumama. And umama usephathekile. Ngoba khathesi asisasebenzi. Lezinto esasizithengisa izinto zonke thina kasila manufacturing kuphela lapha eZimbabwe. Njia yote vile chai. Ichai nukule tizi ndo lati fraisi. Isi dapilize. Times 2 times 3. Kukule tizi ndo South Africa. Kisi poti bali. Na mwuma la icha la basa njini. Na basa njini lula. Izi ndo zo ese zinge na kukopo. Nese zinge ya maka izi nisenda. Ese kwe libe. Kaka jese ya chense. Kakute na mungyo seche nikoga. Kute na mungyo seche ningwa. Kute na mungyo seche na. Nomijyo mtu ana. Kate si jero jima liyo kisisi yegu zeni. Isi siye kuchenye nukono wamo kaliko jinja. Isi siye kuchenye nukono wamo kaliko jinja. Isi siye kuchenye nukono wamo kaliko jinja. Enzi siye 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 Aba de Canada Antoine, Aba Padin, Aba Palama, Sam, the Basu Palama, Sam, this, and the Padis, Nunavo Kedio, Gaida Kedi, Aba de Sevela Sama Pepa, who never will exam, the stress, Arantuan, even the doctor has manga, they are two Pandana manga, the British is as manga. And the COVID-19, they look down every day. The Sikangi, they are also many other with the army. They are never paying something. At the Sikangi, what you want. So they are going to the pay. Le mito na le abat koni iba ya inu yuta. Baya izi kanela kona ngane rapa ndoga manju. Sina ba rapa ba kanela nge dati sese saba. Mwase zute nchai biya ni misa ngata kutuizo kuda la china banja mamiyama. Le nimi chaba kundu kipa yona ya rupa. Mwa ben kanela nga msa nangu ija na jimbo na manye mchua kona not for US youth, not for EU youth. Eza ya nape Afrika ya binja.
Ya binja.
Incha ata kwa la mbani.
Kodwa yona i-lockdown ibona ngani iyanceda yini ukwehlisa ukumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwe-COVID-19?
I-lockdown iyanceda okunzima ngoba yathi nade yakunyaka ophekileyo. Into esihluphile ukuthi ngekhisimusi lapha sakhondisa sezilisi. Sakhohlwa sasesicabanga ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ngasekho. Umkhuhlane lo wasememetheka and ukhona liyakwazi and esilawo ezindlini. And asikaqali And then people did a collective visa. But I'm always here to work with me. I'm not going to say Victoria Hall. They say Carissa. They say Nyanga. We're not going to be as kind. I'm not going to have better appointments about you. And I'm not going to have questions about the things in Rana Maslu. There's some of the best bacon and there's some who magazine. I don't think I'm going to put you up down here. Would you flew in a day? Yes, of the Davanti Batu. Will you call? I'm not going to have yes, bacon.
Nasingakhangela sibone ngemva kwekhefu lekhisimusi lelomnyaka omutsha ikakhulu sikhangele yona leyi iviki ngolesibili kube lenani eliphezulu kakhulu elethusayo labantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kube labantu abangaba inkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu ayedlula amakhulu amathathu 1365 eHarare kuphela edolobheni leHarare kwatholakala amakhulu phose athokwamile mbili 777 kobulawayo laye lalandela iHarare kuthi ngezinyanga ezedluleyo ngathi kuqalisela ngolwezi kusiya kumpalakazi sisiya kathezi kuzivandlela emathebeleland north mathebeleland south lebulawayo inombolo inani langikhona kade lokhu liqonga kube kusiba engxenye lensuku ezimbili ezintathu inani liqongile kakhulu ubona ngani sibisibili kubangelwa yini
Umuntu wethu sikazi ukukhangele amanombolo wakhulu okhuluma ngawo. Balutshwane kakhulu. Ngoba uhulumende bona laba abathestiwe ngabefuna ukubakwazi ukuthi bababambe njani. Baningi abantu abangakwanisi ukuyathesta. Nahamba ngathestisa kabili. Imali engayibhadalayo khonapho was 320. Inani labantu abaseZimbabwe bakwanisa ukuyathesta. Kulendawo inethesi abantu free. So inamba ezikhona ezithestiwe zithestiwe kuhambe njani ngoba abantu abaningi abakathesti yikho kutshengisa ukuthi inamba iqongile ukwedlula inamba eliyitshoyo and into esisenza abantu bahlale ezindlini ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi inamba ekhulunyweyo leyo ilutshwane abantu abagulayo baningi kwedlula inamba ekhulunyweyo and into eyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge yikuthi ikhisimusi yathi sibuyile abantu bajabula bedlulile ngobe nzinamba ikhona and siyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ikhonezo and abantu sebesesaba ukuphuma angikhona ukuthi i-lockdown yenza abantu babazivalela kathi athesi ukuthi lo muntu uselesihlobo uselomuntu omaziyo ukuthi uyagula mina bengilo ufazi kabhudi wamade egula past 2 weeks esendlini abantwana bahamba bayathesta ubhudi wamahamba wayathesta baphuma bonke bengelacovid kathi umfazi ekhona esendlini self-isolation ngoba laba abahamba bayathesta ngoba babe le mali yakhona abangaleka beyinzane ezindlini and inani labantu abasezindlini abale covid baningi kodlula inamba lezi ezithestileyo ngakule ithuba lokuthi uhulumende athesta abantu mahhala besiyamangala abantu baningi
abagulayo beliza kwedlula nyanga lapho ye ikho-ke wena ukhuthazani ukuthi nana ngesimo esinje umama kuthiwa ngesingisi catch 22 situation ufuna ukunakekela imuli ngapha njalo ufuna ukulandela iziqondiso ze-lockdown ukuze angathatheli i-COVID-19 ungabhalansa njani ngokubili ngalezi nsuku
akubhalansa
akusela maclub akusela mbuthano yokuthi uza kuyathela amacebo kwabanye omama
kuhle kubi kathi sokulentshotsho khona ithiwa yibonding esithiwa ndithuna lingathuki abantwana kathi selikhuluma selixoxa selisabana lilungisana lisezindlini Aguna nini? Endo ngakulu kupuma. Kuti wati mfume phansi. Uzabuya la ukhusana. Uzabuya la ukhusana. Into enhle ngani nge-lockdown lenge ukuthi uyakwazi ukuhamba ema-shop, uyakwazi ukuhamba emsikeni eseduzane lawo. But ukugqoka imask kathesa kuqambela lamanga, asigqoke enye imask, kasigezeni izandla, kasenzeni khona kase esasikwenziwa kudala kuzembathi singubo sizithunisele sizenzeni, ama-home remedies lawo siyawazi, asencede abaningi. Ngoba la yinithi esithiwa yangikhona yena le isuke ezintweni esilazo ezinzinisi kale. Amahlamvu amagwava, amalemoni, ama-avocado pear, amamango, asinatheni. Asikwazi ukuthi sizasulelana. But umuntu kahlale ukuhamba kube kulutshwane.
Awukwazi kwathi zingulula. Uyalo uyathatha lokhu lalokhu ya. Siphatheke udaba lwe-vaccine. Libona ngani ngokuphathwa kwalo msebenzi ngokuphuma kwayo isikhona lapha emazweni athuthukileyo kubo-Melika, kubo-UK, lamanye amazwe athuthukileyo. Ubona ngathi izafika na eZimbabwe ngokuphangisa?
Veleka mina ngwani njengomfazi ose-Africa angafuni ukuthi ifike. Ngafika ngabayithathe bona kuqala. Sibone ukuthi izabenza izabafikisana. Sathi nokuyithatha sizakufa futhi ngayo. Basoke basiphe futhi imike ukuthi siyelashe ngayo. Abaqale bona bathathe sibone ukuthi iyabafikisana. Ngaso kukubi sizayithatha noma sikhula singafuni. Kodwa abaqale bona bayithathe.
Sokusenza omama babe ngabantu aleluya. Awusafuni ukuvakatshelwa. Awusafuni ukuvakatsha. Kodwa ke ngezinye indlela njengokutsho kwakho sokulinika ithuba lokuthi libhonde njengabo njengemuli ubaba lomama. Kodwa ke ngasikhathisini kunemibiko ephumayo ethi kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama, kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabantwana ezindlini livalelene lindalo. Suke wezwa nalo ludaba?
Ye, kathesi nge-lockdown yesikole abantu abaningi baleni kwakanasikebaningi. Amadoda amaningi alembazizo phesela abantu abaseduze nami. Amadoda aphumile. Into le ingayilula. Inezinto ezimbi ebuye nazo eziningi. And abantwana anti emini la uyakuphume kumbe uyethengani yayenzani abantwana ebusuku bayaphuma abantwana sebebazithela abaningi ade bengafanelanga bazithwala abantwana abancane ama-form 3 ama-form 2 ngoba akusela entertainment at least ngapha emadorobheni kungcono and bazithe emadorobheni angitsho ukuthi noma emalokithini kwezinye indawo emadorobheni lapho abathuthukileyo abathuthuke khona kulama-internet at least abantwana bahamba kwi-internet. Sase malokithini bathina besenza bena kungela bantu endleleni. So izinto ezimbi eziningi zenzakala kuma-lockdown. Zenzakala kuma-lockdown and kuzisa ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Ibuye izinto ezimbi eziningi.
Yeah, but at the same time. At the same time, there is a case 22 situation. Women and mothers, how are they able to balance the two, maintaining social distancing, just not violating the lockdown regulations, trying to adhere to them? But at the same time, they have to look after the economically, the economy at the moment is not really good in Zimbabwe or the world over, really. How are they coping and balancing the two?
It's very difficult to balance the two at the moment. And such is our Zimbabwean economy is the agro-based. Everything that we have starts from agriculture. As a woman farmer, you want to go to the field. You have a woman in the urban area. That's where most of the abuse now happens, because we are no longer in one place. And traveling at the moment, especially this lockdown, which is like the first lockdown we had in March, traveling is very difficult. You can't even move to the farm. Produce rots in the field. Insects, herbicides are difficult to even get to the field. Insects are destroying crops. Herbs are also destroying produce. Therefore, in the end, the produce is poor. Transporting produce to the city is very difficult. I'll tell you of a scenario that I had this morning. I went to Mbale today, wanted to buy potatoes that were only $10, just about 3-4 days ago. Today, that socket is going for $15. And how much does an average Zimbabwean earn? Tomatoes were rotting. It's just a mess. Garbage is not being picked up. Diseases. You know, as Zimbabwe, we are prone to typhoid, dysentery. Other diseases that also should be opportunistic diseases due to COVID. So there is a lot. We are in a very difficult position right now. The economic channels are all disrupted. Produce is not even moving. Well, people from Murewa can't even bring their produce into town. So now imagine how many people are snapping produce in the evening and handling it unhygienically. So right now, COVID itself is also creating other atomic bombs.
Yeah. I've also seen of late in the past 3 months, starting from November last year up to January, we've seen numbers from the statistics input by the Ministry of Health. We've seen numbers rising in Matabeleland, North and South, and Bulawayo. And of late in January, we've seen numbers rising in the Harare metropolitan. What could be causing that?
This season, I think Zimbabwe went on override in entertainment. We had relaxed and we celebrated early the diminishing of COVID, not knowing that we were harnessing COVID into our family and into our community. The tourism sector in Zimbabwe has been affected the past year, and I'm sure the government wanted to boost the tourism industry, and prices went to half the cost of what they usually charge. And Zimbabweans went haywire. They were everywhere. Tourists used also were full capacity, and people were out partying in numbers. Just what it was, that was that went viral in Paris. But everywhere, there was fancy. So the fact that people went on overrides, enjoying themselves, and they're having fun over the season was a catastrophe. And they're only talking of numbers that are high in metropolitan Harare. What about other city centers? We do not have the means to test properly. Not even a quarter of our population has been tested. Because people have to pay $60. And that is the salary that most civil servants are earning per month. I went for testing in the past 3 months twice, and I paid $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford that? So those that are tested, who paid for their testing? And when were they tested? Critical moments when they're in hospital. They now need ventilators. What about those at home that are afraid and anxious and will not go out there and get tested? So the number that you're talking is very limited and very minimum compared to the real numbers that are out there. And the people are aware, because every household, one way or the other, has been affected or infected. My own sister-in-law was not well just several days ago. My nephew went for testing, they became negative. My brother was negative. My sister-in-law tested positive. Imagine how much they spent for testing. And how many households in the battery can get? So that to me just in very, very trivial number.
It's a drop in the ocean. Now, even coming to self-isolation, you have a four-room house in the Mbaru, in the high-density suburbs. If you are tested and you are positive, how are women self-isolating in such conditions?
That is very impossible. I'm thinking of my sister-in-law was in the house with children who are all below 7 years old. And there are two of them, she does not have a maid now over COVID. She was looking after those kids, she was fishing for those kids. How do you self-isolate? Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Like, surviving by God's mercy.
By the grace of God, honestly.
Yes, that's divine intervention, but we can't. Just 2 hours ago, there was a story where police hit a child with a paralytic at the back. Because the mother was trying to feed for the family. And that child died. The child, there's not of, when you go to the North MCC suburb, there's not of isolation, there's no social distancing. Because the kids, people want to get into shops and unfresh produce. And you can't self-isolate like that. It's impossible. Even when you want to one transport, Zuko. And but right now the nice thing about this lockdown is that you don't travel, you don't move, you just sit in your community.
Now looking at the human rights violations, there's been so many cases of domestic violence.
That's very
when you are in self-isolation.
COVID has come with a lot of negative effects. Mm-hmm. A lot of abuse. You're a farmer, you're a woman farmer, you've got a farm out in the bundu there. You want to go and tend to your crops, your animals, you leave your children at home. In the locations, in the rural areas, there is no entertainment, there is no internet. People just, children are, it's so pathetic because the early pregnancies are in overdrive, abuse is so immense, divorces are high. I know friends that have husbands that have left them because their husbands can't cope. Because it just doesn't affect your pocket, it also affects you mentally. There's going to be a lot of mental diseases and mental illnesses after this. Because emotionally, counseling routes and counseling ways that we used to use normally when there is no COVID are all shut. There is no church, there is no community. We are people who believe in extended family. You could go to aunts, you could go to uncles. Right? Nobody, no one wants anybody at the house. Whom do you go and report to? Whom do you talk to? I can't afford data to talk to my sister every day on the phone or to my friends on the phone every day. There's no money. A doctor says that money for food or for concoctions that I will use for COVID when it strikes. So there's a lot of not only physical abuse but emotional abuse.
As well, yeah. We've run out of time, but your last words of encouragement to all the women out there in Zimbabwe and the world over?
As women, especially women in Zimbabwe, we've been through so much. We are survivors. We will survive this. COVID will come to an end. And let's use the concussions that everybody has been telling us they were. Let's put on our masks. Let's keep our families indoors. COVID is real. Thank you.
I'm a Zako with Tina.
And we see Pumesi Mobile.
Mazwi enyu ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai sezvo takatarisana nedambudziko kudai. Tinenge tichingoda kungokurudzirana nekuti zvakaoma. Ende gore rino racho ra2021 tanga tichiti kusungi ngabheta aende. Asi 2021 wacho abva atanga muna January. Mazwi ekurudzira.
Vakadzi vemuzimbabwe takashinga. Tiri vafundi. Ende tichafunda. Tichafunda. Saka sekufunda kwakaita 2008 tichafunda. Asi ngatidzokerei muchinyakare chedu. Ngatishandisei zvinhu zvataiudzwa zvatinoziva zvaishandiswa nana mbuya vedu. Ngatinakirei munozviziva zvekunakirwa zvinoshanda. Asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti COVID haiuye. COVID tinoenda kunoitora. Saka ngatigarei pasi nevana mudzimba. Tipfeke mamasi. Tinopona. Vasazenyakadzisa vaya.
Aiwa tinotenda. Maipfukwa. Nekurudzira vamaita uye nekutipa nguva pastudio 7 paWomen's Roundtable. Ngatikurukurei madzimai asi nicho dzenu vomama tichikurukura nezvakatarisana nemadzimai. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Aiwa maita basi.
Asi yambonga kakhulu unkosikazi Fiona Snikiwe Fukwa. Ive nesikhathi esihle kakhulu sokuthi sixoxe ngokudibana labesifazana eZimbabwe. Phansi ohlelo loli oloyi-COVID-19 lockdown i-level 4. Ndange ndiri kutaura namai Fiona Snikiwe Pfukwa avanovaiwo mudzimai ari mubhizimusi vanongobata-batawo vachitsanzira vachipandera mhuri yavo kuti inge ichirarama. Tinotenda zvikuru kuti mauya pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Okwamanjeke woti ngitate ithuba leli lokunika abesifazane vaseZimbabwe labo abaloke bephethwele nzima ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo phansi kohlelo lolu olwe-COVID-19 30 days ele-level 4 ele-lockdown. Asizweni bezikhulumela bodwa.
Salibonani mahlaba ezulu. Lo okhulumayo nguJotina Lusinga, yena ohlala enjube kuwat of kobulawayo engumunye wama-vendors. Masikhangele indlela i-COVID ebuye ngayo isuke yasiphambanisa kakhulu emsebenzini yethu thina esiphila ngokuzithengisela. Mina njengomama ozimele yedwa kusuke kwaba nzima kakhulu konade kuvele kunzima ngenxa yokuthi bengithembele khonapha as a widow. Mina ngiyi-widow, yimi umama, yimi ubaba. Bengiziphilisa, okokuqala bengiphila nge-preschool. I-preschool ithe ivalwa, kubuya i-lockdown kwathiwa sivale with immediate effect, savala last year yonke. Kwaba nzima ke, sesihlezi emakhaya, ungathola lapho ongathola khona isenti yokuthi abantwana bavuke bekhangele labo ukuthi umama uzazizamela njengoba ilanga liyabe liphuma. Kusuke impilo yaba nzima kakhulu sihlezi. Ngaze ngaqala enye iprojekthi entsha yokuthi ngabe ngafundela ukwenza ama-vaseline lama-drinki. ngaqalisa ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngiphile ngakho but bekunzima kunjalo ngoba lapho kuthengisa khona izinto ngapha kufunakala i-foreign currency thina i-foreign currency jabe singalayo awuthengisa uyenzini so kusuke kwaba nzima emsebenzini wami kakhulu ukuthi ngizathini uyabutholi ungathengisa kathesi usuthengisela ukuthi uthenge itamatisi lokudla kathesi awula saving awulayo ukuthi next meal uzayibona ha so impilo isuke yaba nzima kakhulu kithi yona le ngaqala ukupheka ama-vaseline njengoba liyawabona ama-vaseline lama-drinki kodwa kube nzima kunjalo kusafilithe kakhulu thina njengabantu abangabomama umama olabantwana kumele sidle ngaba kumele angasiphume kumele sibhalele izincwadi nxa siphuma kodwa kube nzima ukuthi lapho siswela khona izincwadi lezo bakunika once incwadi leyo isebenza khonapho semday sasa sokumele uyebhalele enye incwadi ngoba nizabe ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngingena ethawuni ngidinga into zami leziyani ngapha ethawuni angivunyelwa ukungena so i-COVID ingi-affecte kakhulu ebhizinisini yami bengingalawo ama-savings ngoba lokhu esikwenza i-hand to mouth uthengisa ufake emlonyeni uthengisa ufake emlonyeni ugcina vele osala ungalalutho manje sesingasayenzi lutho eyi impilo yaba nzima kakhulu i-government yake yasithembisa ukuthi iyasinika ama-cushioning fund of which ibisinika 600 bond esayithola kanye yona yayithezo sinika for amanyanga zonke ze-COVID of which le 600 yakhona ayilanto eyithengayo ithengise nkeji yempuphu sokuphelele khonapho the rest kuzozibona ngapha awulandlu uyaloja umastanda ufuna imali yakhe and kube nzima kakhulu kube yi-challenge kimi kakhulu enkulu nakathesi ukuthi ngivuke kubhizinesi ukuthi ngikwazi ukwenza ibhizinesi i-capital yakhona angiselayo angisayitholi so eyi kungi-affecte kakhulu
uyo angari mumwe mudzimai wekubulawayo achitsanangudzawo zvaari kusangana nazvo iko zvino apo Zimbabwe iri pasi pechiurongwa hwe 30 days yeCOVID-19 level 4 lockdown anga achingoti tiri kungoraramawo ko zvinotodii uye zvinonetsa kuti tichiti ngapasaitwe lockdown yacho nekuti inotidzivirirawo kubva kuti titapurirwe chirwere ichi checOVID-19 asiwo takagara mudzimba kudaro zvinonetsa kuti tiwane chikafu chekupa vana tiwane kuriritira mhuri dzedu takagara kudzimba sezvo ruzhinji rwavo rwuri vanhu vanongozviitira mabasa emaoko ekutengesa-tengesa vachinotengesa miriwo vachitengesa zvakadaro-daro vamwe vanotoenda kunana Botswana nekunana South Africa kunohodha kuti vange vachitengesa kana pamaflea market bounewo zvekare mumwe mudzimai anorarama nekutengesa achitaurawo zvaari kuona pasi peurongwa hwelockdown ihwo
ibizo lami ngupriti mpofu ngihlala kobulawayo ngingumama ophila ngokuzisebenza ehoda ethengisa ngaphandle kwamazwe ukuze ngikwanise ukuwondla imuli engingakutsho njengomama ozisebenzayo olabantwana oyisingle mother engiphila ngokuthi ngithengise ukuze abantwana badle baphinde njalo bahambele esikolo engakutsho ukuthi i-lockdown leyi eyakhathesi ingizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu ngesizathu sokuthi lesi sanda ukuphuma kuholiday lathi sibe lokuspenda kakhulu kuholiday abantwana befuna ukudla ezimnandi abantwana befuna impahla sesikhangelele ukuthi njengoba sesiphumile kuholiday umnyaka suqala sizasebenza sithengise ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sibisele lokho esikusebenzise ngeholiday sokuvuka sokuthiwa i-lockdown amabhoda kuyikuthi ebengakathathi isikhathi eside evuliwe sesikhangelele ukuthi sesake siphumule ukube siwoda ngokuphathisa abanye abantu lathi sikwanise ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthola incwadi zama-COVID certificate sizichaphele umngcele wokuyawoda izinto zethu sibuye sithengise ngapha ngendlela elula Koke i-lockdown sesikhangelele ukuthi siza kuyawoda kwavuka sokuyi-lockdown. Sivele singasela zimali, singasela nisenti sikhangelele ukuthi sizavuka. Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima engakutsho ukuthi ngikhuluma nje kathe sisabe sesigula i-stress ukucabanga kakhulu, emotionally susiba affected njengomuntu ongumama. Akula yonini sisipendile over Christmas sizitshela ukuthi sizasebenza. Kade sesihlezi phansi akula plan asazile ukuthi sicalela ngapi sisiya ngapi. So besikhangelela ukuthi at least ngahulumende uthe sithi lockdown kwaba lokunye njengasinceda ngakho njengabantu abangomama maybe abakhangelela lokuphilela abantwana maybe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abasebenza ama-cross border traders sanikwa nje maybe ongamala allowance ongama-COVID allowance zokuncane khonokho okuthi lathi sikwanisa ukuthi sithengele abantwana ukudla even ama-food wampa nje kodwa lokhu sakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abe lapho asincedisa khona.
Hayo angari mamwe emadzimai anorarama nekutengetengesa nemabasa emaoko vachisanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu pasi peurongwa hwelockdown muZimbabwe kuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapuriranwa kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. Haiwa hama dzinodiwa, hanzi chisingaperi chinoshura. Nhasi unowu tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mbakwiti, kuti wakusina kudedelwani woti lami ndedele kwavanyu. Isikati hasisavumi ukuva sikuvekele pambili siloke sikulolu hlelo sezidliwe ngumangoyi. Sizalugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Ngile themba lilukholisile kulokho okuvele eMelika, izigigaba kade zisenzakala khona lalabo abesifazane labo abazama ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo ngendlela ezihlukeneyo. Likhuthazeke ukubana lilondoloze impilo ngoba i-COVID-19 iyabulala njalo kayikhethi. Asilondolozeleni uhlanze, asigqokeneni amamaski lapho sisiya phandle, singabuthani duzane laduzane, siminyezelene, simaintaine i-social distancing. Oselivalelisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngu-President Jeremiah. Muva nekurara kwakanaka nhasi unoyu tabva tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinoda kutenda zvikuru mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa vanenge navo muchirongwa chanhasi pamwe chete nemadzimai akazvipira kuti vange vachitaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo vatataura navo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Morara zvakanaka. Ndipraxedes Jeremiah. We've come to the end of our program today. I hope you did enjoy it and you witnessed whatever was happening in the United States yesterday. But now we've come to the end of the program because we've run out of time. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, whom I had in this program. And she was so hospitable that she could speak in both languages, in Shona, English, and in Ndebele. So, with the difficulties of this pandemic, we have had to broadcast from home. I wouldn't have managed to do all this if she wasn't so generous as to give her part of her time to us. Thank you so much.